Welcome to the Tuesday morning episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope and pray everything in your life is going beautiful and wonderful. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you continue to have a great day. And this week we are talking about the answer to this question. Who will be saved from sin? And the answer is only those who repent and believe in Jesus. You know, we don't get to decide who gets to go to heaven and who doesn't. God gets to decide that. And he's the one who sets the deal. He's the one who makes the rules. And, you know, a lot of people want to discuss who they think should be able to go to heaven and who they think should be punished for their sin. But we're not in control. God is. And it's a good thing that he came to earth and he very clearly explained what it would take for us to go to heaven. So we're going to take a look at what Jesus said. It's written down in the Bible, a direct quote, exactly what he said about what it takes to be rescued from your sin and to spend forever with him in heaven. But before that, here comes a weird joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan, what kind of tree fits in your hand?
I don't know.
A palm tree. I was terrible.
Wake up, kid. It's time to talk about the most important thing that we could possibly talk about in the entire universe. What does it take to be rescued from your sin? What does it take to be adopted into God's family and spend with forever with him? And before we dig into that too much, let's be clear. God did the work. He came to earth. He was born as a little baby. He lived a perfect life. And Jesus allowed himself to be arrested, to be beaten, to be tortured, to be punished. And he didn't deserve any of that. He allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. And he hung there until he died. And he let all of that happen so that he could take the punishment that we deserve. So when we talk about what it takes for us to be rescued, first and foremost, that's what it takes. But the only people who will be rescued are the ones who turn away from their sin and put their trust in God. Now, we know this because God himself set the rules and he came to earth and he told us. You know, when it's like instead of asking other people what things should be like, you go to the person in charge. If you're in your classroom and you want to know what you're allowed to do, you don't ask the other students. You ask the teacher. If you're playing for a baseball team and you want to know what you're supposed to do in your position of the baseball team, you don't ask the other players. You ask the coach. God is the one in charge. God is the one who lets us know what it takes to be adopted into his family. So he came to earth and he literally said it. In the book of Mark, we read Jesus's words when he says, hey, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. God makes it very clear. Jesus makes it very clear. If you want to be part of his kingdom, adopted into his family, if you want to live with him forever, you repent and put your trust in him. It's that simple. Turn away from your sin and trust Jesus to save you.